The watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, is slamming Governor Sarah Palin over the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. The group goes after government officials it believes are beholden to special interests or are breaching ethical standards. CREW also recently applauded the Justice Department for indicting Alaska Senator Ted Stevens on counts of lying about receiving gifts. CREW Executive Director Melanie Sloan in Washington, D.C., says her organization has reviewed Governor Palin's actions from the last few months, and Sloan believes Palin is not cooperating with the state legislature's investigation into whether Monaghan was fired for the wrong reasons.
Despite the fact that Ms. Palin has been publicly pledging cooperation all along, at every point she and her counsel have been working to undermine the investigation from day one.
At question is whether Governor Palin, her husband, or her staff pressured Monaghan to fire the governor's former brother-in-law, a state trooper, who the Palins say was abusive to her sister. Palin denies pressuring Monaghan. The state's legislative council, which is a bipartisan group of House and Senate members, ordered an investigation into the matter in July. Sloan believes the matter should not be moved to the state's personnel board. She also says the governor was privy to too much information about the case in the beginning of the investigation. Palin had asked Alaska's Attorney General Talis Kolberg to start looking into the matter 2 weeks ahead of the legislative inquiry, and Sloan says the resulting information should not have been shared with the governor.
In contrast to this, when the Department of Justice or an independent counsel conducts an investigation, the information that is gathered is never turned over to the target of the investigation.
The legislature has the power to issue subpoenas at any time during the investigation and may do so if potential witnesses refuse to testify.